The preliminary injunction issued by Judge Richard Fry allows local boards of elections to add drop boxes, but that order was quickly stayed when Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose said he would appeal. In a written statement, a spokeswoman for LaRose says he believes state law is clear on the limited ways paper ballots can be returned. LaRose wasn't always so sure about that, though. This summer, he asked for an opinion from Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, but LaRose withdrew that request just a day before Yost was ready to rule. And that's when he told me why he decided not to allow additional ballot drop boxes.
I know you said you didn't want to expand them. You didn't want to do anything new.
Well, Joe, it's not that I didn't want to. It's that I didn't have the legal authority to do so, right? And so, yeah, drop boxes are a fine plan B. Plan A should be, you know, mail your absentee ballot in.
The ruling handed down from the court Tuesday could have given LaRose the green light. So I asked him about that Wednesday afternoon before the new injunction to allow additional drop boxes came out.
Well, now that you've got a court who says, yeah, you can go ahead and put those drop boxes in, you know, why not go ahead and do it? You said you wanted them.
Yeah, not going to get into the sort of ongoing legal wrangling, but this one decision is not the sum total of the legal process, and we've got to allow everything to play out that's going to play out. I think we all know that sometimes the legal battles can be protracted.
Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper says LaRose doesn't have a good reason to appeal at this point. LaRose has said repeatedly that he doesn't want to create any confusion by making changes this close to the election. But Pepper says LaRose himself ordered the one existing drop box that's at each county board of elections now before the May primary and had less time to do it. Until that point, there were no drop boxes at the boards. Pepper says there's plenty of time to get drop boxes installed now before early voting begins on October 6th.
I'd like to have drop boxes on the first day, but if you even had them for the last 2 weeks, that's when they're most needed anyway, because that's when people worry more about the mail. So to say we don't have time is also absurd.
Hamilton County Board of Elections member Caleb Fox, who's a Democrat, says his board voted at one point to install four more drop boxes around the county. But now that's up in the air.
Well, it puts us in a very difficult place.
Fox explains more Ohioans are voting by mail this year due to COVID-19. He says drop boxes are a way to respond to that.
We're dealing with a very difficult election, and there ought to be some response. We ought to be trying to be prepared to allow people to cast their vote and to do so quickly and efficiently. And there's just complete refusal to respond to that situation at all.
There's another case that also seeks more drop boxes in federal court, brought by the A. William Randolph Institute, the League of Women Voters of Ohio, the Ohio NAACP, and others. 1.4 million absentee ballots have been requested already, more than the total of absentee ballots requested in 2016. LaRose says county boards are ready for November and have been putting a lot of safeguards in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And if voters cast absentee ballots right away, LaRose says they can avoid problems with slow mail service. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.